Hi, welcome to the Christmas Time in the City podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Chris. Before we get started, be sure to follow us on social media. We're Christmas Time in the City podcast on Instagram and Facebook, and at Xmas and City Pod on Twitter.
Also, feel free to email any questions or comments to us at christmastimeinthecitypodcast@gmail.com.
In this episode, we're going to talk about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
The first parade in 1924 was actually called the Macy's Christmas Parade and marked the welcoming of Santa Claus to the city. It was organized by a group of Macy's employees who dressed up and were a part of the parade along with other floats and entertainment.
In the first year, animals, elephants, monkeys, camels, bears, and more were borrowed from the Central Park Zoo. This stopped in 1926 and they were replaced with oversized balloons like the ones we know today, starting with an inflatable Felix the Cat, a toy soldier, dragon, and elephants.
The balloons used to be released intentionally post-parade, with special valves even being introduced in 1929 so they could float for days before landing. Imagine seeing a giant toy soldier floating over rural New Jersey. They were fitted with return labels and a monetary reward. Gifts were given to those who returned the deflated balloons to Macy's. This tradition was discontinued in 1932 after a balloon interfered with a passing plane, causing it to tailspin.
New giant balloons joining the lineup this year include astronaut Snoopy, Yayoi Kusama's Love Flies Up in the Sky, Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham, and SpongeBob SquarePants and his pet snail, Gary. In celebration of his 75th birthday, a fan favorite, Smokey the Bear, returns to the skies over Manhattan.
In addition, five new floats will debut, including Nickelodeon's Blue's Clues and You, the Lego Brick Changer, Cracker Barrel's Home Sweet Home, Rexy in the City by Coach, and Toy House of Marvelous Milestones by New York Life.
The 2019 parade starts at 77th Street and Central Park West at 9 a.m. and marches south on Central Park West. At Columbus Circle, the parade turns east onto Central Park South instead of heading down Broadway as it had in past years.
When the parade reaches 6th Avenue, it turns south at the corner of Central Park South and marches from 59th Street to 34th Street. From 6th, also known as Avenue of Americas, it heads west on 34th Street to Macy's Herald Square and ends there at around 12 p.m.
In 2018, temperatures hit a low of 19 degrees on Thanksgiving morning, making it the second coldest Thanksgiving on record. But the parade marched forward.
The parade begins at 9 a.m., so if you want to see it in person, plan to arrive to claim your spot along the Macy's parade route by 6 a.m. or even earlier, as more than 3 million parade goers take to the streets wanting the perfect view.
Be sure to pack a bag with snacks, a thermos of hot chocolate, and games or books to keep your kids entertained while waiting for the parade to begin. And remember that New York City wind can have quite the bite, so dress warmly and in layers.
The bleachers and seats you may have seen on telecasts of the parade are reserved for Macy's employees. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade tickets are never sold or open to the general public.
So where's a good place to watch the parade? You can watch along Central Park West, Columbus Circle, Central Park South, 6th Avenue between 59th and 38th Streets.
For those not willing to stand out in the cold or sacrifice their Thanksgiving morning, there's an option for you too. It's far less crowded, and you have a better chance of seeing the balloons up close and personal by attending the free viewing of the famous big balloon inflation outside the American Museum of Natural History.
It's open to the public on 77th and 81st Streets between Central Park West and Columbus Avenue from 1 to 8 p.m. the night before the parade.
We've been reaching out to listeners on social media for questions to go through on the podcast, and we've received a bunch. So we're going to do a few now and then save the rest for our big mailbag episode. So here's the first question. How are you two spending Thanksgiving?
The day before Thanksgiving, we're going to see the balloons being inflated, like we talked about earlier, that they do outside of the Natural History Museum. Mm-hmm. We've gone a few times before. It gets a little crowded sometimes, but I think that now that we have a little one, it's like reigniting.
There's more of a reason to do it. We're not just looking at it through our jaded, middle-aged eyes. We're looking at it through a little kid's eyes and his perspective. And
yeah, I mean, granted, like 2 years ago, I was really excited to look at it. So
you weren't middle-aged 2 years ago.
We were middle-aged. I know we were. I mean, on Thanksgiving, we make a really big feast. It's just the two of us really eating, but we still go for it. We have leftovers for like a week after because mm-hmm.
Way too much food.
Way too much. But we just can't narrow it down sometimes when we're creating
the menu.
There's
so many things we want to have, and there's new things we want to try, but there's also like the classics, like green bean casserole and stuff that you have to have that. You can't not.
Yeah. So yeah, we just eat a lot, and then we'll start off the season, watch Elf. We'll probably bring all of our Christmas decorations out besides the Winter Village, because if you follow us on Instagram, you'll see that we set that up this weekend.
We already set it up.
It looks awesome.
We're staring at it right now.
We're staring at it. I'm sure we'll get more pieces for it soon, but this is where it's at right now. So we'll decorate the rest of the house and kind of get it all ready, cleaned up, and the day after Thanksgiving, we go cut our tree down.
Yeah, we go cut our Christmas tree down and bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're going to maybe talk about that in another episode.
Yeah, but that's our Thanksgiving.
That's our Thanksgiving. What about your Thanksgiving? Let us know.
Yeah, I'd love to hear what other people's traditions are, what kind of food they're making, obviously. I would love for you to
tag us in pictures of your food.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
See it.
I would love to see all the stuff that you guys are making, and if it's worth it for us to make it too, because I will do it.
Yeah, agree.
Great. What's your favorite Starbucks holiday drink?
We just had one today. We had that new one, the toasted white chocolate mocha. It was pretty good. You seem to like it a lot.
It's really sweet. I mean, that's the part of the deal with those. It's a lot of like sweetener and syrup.
Yeah.
It's not like a real coffee.
I don't know if I like to rotate through them. You know, the eggnog one's really good. I really liked the caramel brulee one.
Yeah, it seems like this. It seems like this season, like it's almost every week there's some new seasonal like Starbucks beverage that's like the new hot thing.
Yeah.
There was a chestnut one last week, so who knows what it'll be next month or next week.
We'll just keep trying them. I don't know if there's a favorite, but I definitely like to go through them.
Generally speaking, I like eggnog very much, so I would probably, I mean, if there weren't other ones to try, I'd probably do the eggnog latte. Next question. Imagine a poodle with a unicorn horn. Imagine it.
I'm imagining it.
Yeah. Is that a poodle corn or a uni doodle?
Okay. I think that I know the correct answer.
What is it?
It's a unicorn. Because if it's got a unicorn horn, it's a unicorn.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's a horse with a unicorn horn. You don't call it a unihorse. So it's a unicorn.
If anything has a horn on the top of its head.
It has
head,
a unicorn horn, which unicorn is magical. Horn. Then all of that it is now a unicorn.
Okay.
That's my answer.
So it's a unicorn.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Next question. If you could spend Christmas in one other country, where would it be?
I think I would pick Germany. We've watched quite a few YouTube videos about traveling over to Germany during the holidays. And we like the Christmas markets. The food looks good. The drinks just looks really festive. We like to find, you know, Christmas markets here to go to. Why not go to actual Germany to experience them? It'd be fun.
I think I would go to the UK. We went there on our honeymoon 11 years ago, and I liked it very much. So I think I like the idea of like sort of like Dickensian holidays. I know it's not how it is there, but like there's still like the vibe, I think, that I would appreciate.
Yeah, it was really fun. We went during Thanksgiving.
Or as they call it there, Thursday, because they don't have Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So
I thought it was fun though. It was Thanksgiving to us, so we went out and had a really nice meal.
Yeah.
At like a Gordon Ramsay.
We went to a Gordon Ramsay restaurant because that was the thing to do 11 years ago. I guess it's probably still is, but it was like
prime time.
We are a big deal.
Yeah, we thought we were.
Yeah, the cheapest thing on the menu, I'm sure.
It was so good. We spent Thanksgiving there and it sparked off the holidays for us, and I think they already started to decorate.
I think I remember that more now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was really nice.
Okay, this is the last one. I want to visit New York City around the holidays. Where should I stay in the city?
Well, that one is tough depending on, on your means. You know, how much you're willing to spend on a place.
It's a very nice way to say that it's very expensive.
Yeah.
So if you've set aside a fair amount of money for a hotel, then I would probably say
Midtown
would probably be good. I mean, yeah, you could kind of go east or west from there and probably find some really cool places, and you're pretty central to where all the stuff is. I wouldn't necessarily go up any higher than Central Park, probably, or the top of Central Park. You, most of the things you'll want to do for the Christmas sort of stuff, that's going to be around Midtown. So mm-hmm. if you could kind of get around Midtown Manhattan, that'd work best, but it's also probably the most expensive.
Yeah, and just you should know that the rooms in New York City are very small, so you're spending a lot of money, and you get your room, and it's like, it can be like closet size almost.
Yeah, but the idea is that you're not going to stay in the room, you're just putting your stuff there.
Mm-hmm. So don't be shocked by that. It's you're paying for the location.
Yeah.
It makes things a lot easier location wise. My family comes up for the holidays. They have been for many years now, and we've stayed in Midtown, but then also in like downtown Brooklyn, which is like one stop away on the train. It can be a little bit cheaper and a little bit bigger rooms. But you can also do Airbnb, which we've done before. We stayed in like Hell's Kitchen in an Airbnb. It was an interesting one, but it was nice and it served its purpose. It was a bed and it was comfortable
mm-hmm.
and warm, and it was right down the street from everything. So there's different options.
That's about it for this episode. If you like the podcast, take a minute and rate it and write a review. Contact us and let us know you did, and we'll send you a sticker.
So subscribe now and follow us on social media so you can submit questions for our upcoming episodes.
Until next time, I'm Chris.
And I'm Chris. And this is Christmas Time in the City.